Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is your only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house tonight, like we always do. We don't ever start with Scotty. Scotty, how you feeling?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you?
You're top of the list tonight.
That's right.
Okay.
It just brings the show down immediately.
It's all downhill from here, isn't it, Nick? Yeah. Nick is our host this evening.
Yeah, baby.
You got this one in the hopper for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, enough to where I don't remember any of it.
Oh, so you can play along and be an
kind of not knowing the answers. Like, I don't know what my writing was like. It could be a show.
Yeah,
who knows?
I hear you. I am hosting the next episode we record this evening, and it was one. I think it was like the third episode I wrote.
Oh,
but it has been revised. Trust me. Smart. So we're in good shape. Big B, man, beef in the house.
What's going on?
Hey, Moose. Yeah, Moose. I like that buffalo still is rolling through my brain. I don't know how we make that happen. And over in the corner. Poor Kelly.
Yeah. Save the best for last.
Yeah. You're a little downtrodden tonight. Good evening. You feeling all right? Did you get some sleep last night?
I'm tired.
Are you? We'll liven you up here.
Yeah. I'll be good.
Very good. All right. We've got a great episode. As I mentioned, Nick wrote it. He's going to deliver it to us. And we want to thank everyone for reaching out to us through our website. That is super fun. Please keep that going. I want to remind you, you got a voicemail button there in the bottom right of the website. We would love it if you would drop us a, you know, voice message, either, you know, just telling us what you think of the show, or we'd rather really be able to put you on air when you ask us a cool question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can do that also, well, not the voicemail part, but you can ask us a question in our email, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. Where else? Social medias. We're everywhere. So, all right. Enough of that. Nicholas has a question for us, I do believe.
Well, more like questions. This is a little something different. Okay. You know.
Do I need my whiteboard?
No, you do not need your whiteboard. It's a thing. These are thinkers. Okay. And you know, we're just going to kind of see how the brains work in this place. So, first one. How many holes does a drinking straw have?
Oh, my gosh. You know? Nick, I can't believe you asked.
It's a debate, really. These are more of a debate question. I mean.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
Similar to, well, how come donut holes are actually, when they call them a donut hole, the ones you buy?
Mm-hmm.
It's what they took out of the hole. It's not the hole.
It's the unhole.
So yeah, it's the anti-hole.
The hole would be nothing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, straw.
Give me a dozen. How many holes? Andy, an empty.
How many holes does a straw have? Like, I thought about this.
It's one hole.
There's perspectives, bud.
Can a hole be three dimensions, or does it then become a cavity, or in a straw's case, a tube of some kind?
Oh, it's getting deep, boys.
Is a hole a tube?
No, I think the hole is the two-dimension opening.
Okay.
So in that case, the straw would have two holes.
Well, let me throw this at it. Well, I mean, apparently it's only, I don't know. It only has one hole, but then there's an exit and an entrance. Does that make it two?
It's a long hole.
You know?
Two. Okay. Brian, I'm dying to know what Brian's thinking over here. He is lost in space right now.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to say zero or one.
Okay. Like, zero is like, legit.
Like, zero might not be a hole, really.
Let me just tell you, I don't have an answer to this.
Yeah.
That's so you guys know.
I kind of think it's zero, personally. Yeah.
Well, it's got, you can go into the straw, so it has to be a hole. I don't know. I'm going to go one hole. I'm with you. I think I'm going one.
Yeah.
I'm going two.
Okay.
Of course you are.
Kelly, what do you got over there?
I think it's one long hole.
One long one.
Yeah. Brian is in the mindset of there is no hole.
I mean,
I like it. Hole comes in if you puncture it or something. Otherwise, it's a straw. It's
yeah, like there. The Matrix.
And then what happens if you go to suck on your drink and you get nothing but air? Now, what is in the side of the straw?
That's a hole.
That's a hole. That's right.
All right. How about this one? You're in the movie theater. Which armrest is yours when there's two people on each side of you?
So this is an
airplane. This is the airplane middle seat question, whatever you want to call it. To me, that one's too easy. It has to be theater. It has to be more than just one
person.
Depends
who I'm sitting by.
Think a whole row. For you, it does, but who determines which armrest you get?
My kids, I'd make that call.
Well, Whoever
puts their arm down first.
Yeah. Both sides are disgusting. Like, someone eating chicken, their shoes are off. You don't like it. On the other side,
I get up and move.
The other side, you're not even sure.
I think it's whoever puts their arm there first, and if they get up or adjust, you can steal it.
Who's eating chicken in a movie theater?
I've seen it.
Like fried chicken?
The lady had chicken. I'm not joking.
I mean, I kind of like it. Yeah. It's really a good idea.
But to it, you can't see whoever gets it first, because if you're between people, you can't go double elbow.
Chicken.
Yeah, you can.
You guys, what savages?
There is a front of the armrest and a back of the armrest. And whoever gets
You share an armrest?
Oh, sure.
With a stranger?
I would, yes.
I do on airplanes. Man. Yeah. I don't have a choice. I'm crammed in there with them.
That's right.
I'm more interested in the chicken. What kind of chicken?
Of course you are. I don't know.
It's like bites or like full pieces? Yeah. Like,
are they dipping it? At the movie, buffalo?
Is it like KFC bucket?
Is it popcorn chicken? Right. You're at a movie. I don't know.
Wings at a movie theater is a great idea terrible idea all at the same time.
The lady had her shoes off, blanket from home, fried chicken in her purse. It was an event, and I've not been back since. I was like, this is no longer for me.
I'm a shoes off guy.
Oh my God!
No, yeah. You can't do that.
Okay. I'm gonna move
now,
on.
I typically will wear Crocs or flip flops, but yeah.
I just want to ask one more. What language do you think in if you're born deaf?
Whichever one. Well,
you've never heard the spoken word. It actually doesn't make. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I feel like
you don't. It would be whatever your mother speaks while you're in the womb.
Well, are you deaf in the womb?
Vibration.
And then you start to lip read, so that's the...
Yeah, that's...
But you're lip reading what? You don't know what an A sounds like.
You don't know the sound.
Right.
You know the movement, the shape of your mouth.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That was Brian mouthing something.
I'm just saying, if someone speaks another language, we don't understand it for a reason.
Yeah.
Right. Was it bone in or boneless chicken?
All right. That being said, that's all I got. That's all I got. Those are just some things for you to think about when you're in the shower.
Nicholas, I love this. I was brainstorming openers today, and I have something very similar to what you've just done ready to go. So I love that.
Good.
That is very cool.
Thank you.
I was waiting for him to say something about chicken again. It's going to happen.
I mean, it matters, right? Because with a bone, it's a lot of work. You got to dispose the bone.
What leftovers are there? I mean, are we just talking crumbs and strips?
I'm just seeing a cup holder full of chicken
bones.
Is there a dipping cup that we have to discard of?
Or I found a reason for the armrest is where you put your bones.
In the cup holder. You get the spare. Why don't you say it? Wow. That's all I got. Yeah, those are our shower thoughts. Well, if I can find some more good ones.
Very cool.
I may repeat this one.
All right, brother. Well, I think we are ready for trivia. Are you ready to reveal the topic? You got a synopsis for us?
Yeah, sure. We're doing music from the movies.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Okay. All right. But not that simple.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So it's a tale as old as time, or at least as old as the mockumentary. They rocket to fame, navigate the classic pitfalls of celebrity, and spectacularly self-destruct over creative differences. Inevitably, years later, they reunite for a comeback concert that's either a glorious triumph for all their loyal fans or a profoundly sad, sparsely attended event. In most cases, the only thing faker than their harmonies is their surprise at their own predictable downfall. So, we're doing fictional music from movies.
I'm very concerned for my score.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much. Yeah, you might be. I mean, Scotty's early front runner for sure.
I mean,
I can think of one.
I can think of, maybe two off the top of my head.
I didn't go too obscure.
Okay. You know, that's nice of you.
Some deeper cuts maybe, but yeah.
Brian, how do you feel?
Not great.
Yeah.
Me and you. Not great.
Me and you.
Not great.
It's a clever topic, but I feel like it's going
to
be hard.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I mean, if I can think of some clues off the top of my head, I might try to help the team out.
Okay. That I like to hear.
I don't mind watching you squirm, but it'd be cool to also get some sevens or eights out of this.
All right. We ready to go?
Ring the bell.
Let's get after it. It's time for the main event, our 10 question. Our 10-question trivia game. I've only done this 75 times.
on fictional bands and movies here, it sounds like. So Nick will be our host. Here's how it works. He's going to read a question. We're going to answer our answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, we must show our answers. If we get a point, if we get it right, we're going to get a point. Who's giving it to us today?
I guess I'll keep score.
Kelly's keeping score. And if we get it wrong, that's when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. We begin with our toast to our donors. Pro-Am, who do we have today?
Our donor tonight is anonymous.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. And yeah, thank you for the reminder. This was actually our second largest donation to date, a $50 donation. You not only bought us a round, but you got us a step closer to getting the video on YouTube finally. And listen, anonymous is awesome, but shout out to us on social media, even privately. We want to know where these are coming from. So
I appreciate it.
All right, here we go. Let's cheers it up to the to our generous anonymous donor.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, what are we drinking here? Allagash, I'm looking at.
Okay, Ski House is Allagash's cozy winter wheat ale, warming up with citrusy notes and a light spice with a gingery kick.
Yeah, I definitely get the ginger.
Yeah, a little bit, It
hit me 7.5% alcohol.
Yeah, too. We're going to have a good night tonight. There's a 12er in moonshine. The fridge. All right, again, thank you very much for whoever sent that in. All right, Nick, show's all yours, baby.
All right. Beers are ready. Questions are ready. Here goes number one. Oh boy. Which fictional 1970s rock band takes a teenage Rolling Stone journalist on a tour in the semi-autobiographical film Almost Famous, directed by one Cameron Crowe? So we're looking for the band from Almost Famous.
And that's the one I knew.
Good. I consider this one to be somewhat of a layup. Well,
I'm going to struggle then. Yeah. I got nothing, B.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and you, brother.
I'm like, not even 100% on this.
We might fight out for an offer.
I don't think so. Okay. No, there's one that's everybody's guaranteed.
Sure.
So we're looking for the band from Almost Famous. Looks like everybody's done writing.
No. Not even close.
Oh. You've just been sitting there waiting? You know, I'm quick on the trigger. You know that.
Dude, yeah. But my brain's got to work first.
Great movie, by the way.
Fantastic movie. Fantastic movie.
You know,
I mean, the band in that is so good.
You know what band it was based off of?
Cool. It's in my notes. Okay. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm ready now.
All right. So everybody's ready. Let's find out the band name from Almost Famous. We have Rock Stars from Andy. Brian abstains. We got Sweetwater from Kelly, and Sky's never seen it.
That surprised me, Doc.
So not so much for my layup. It was an air ball. It's Stillwater.
Mm. Oh, wow. Come on, Kelly.
Kelly. You got the water part.
Got a layup and you boinked it right off the backboard.
boinked it?
I don't know.
Love boinking layups.
Yeah, so Stillwater. Based off of, well, actually, multiple bands is what they consider based off of.
Sure, it's not Sweetwater.
I'm pretty sure.
Fact check. Pro-Am.
Go ahead, Pro-Am, look it up.
Stillwater is correct.
Thank you. She's on it. I actually, she proofreads.
Oh, okay.
If I write an episode now, I send it to her so she can double check everything.
Look at that.
Yeah. Good. So, what?
You need that. Go ahead.
So, based off of Led Zeppelin, Allman Brothers, the Eagles, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, but members of Pearl Jam and Harp performed the actual music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam and Harp.
Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's two different combos. I would not put together.
Yeah, exactly. That's quite a combo.
That's the genius of Cameron Crowe.
Yeah.
<touche. laughs> All right. Let's go ahead and move on to number two. Not was a great start.
Was it grilled chicken or fried?
And I don't feel good about this for any of you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, have any of you ever seen the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Nope.
Yes, but I will. Nope. I have no idea what you're going to ask.
You got to think about. Well, I'm going to ask you. So name the scrappy garage punk trio that battles evil exes in the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So the band that Michael Cera is in the movie.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody got anything?
I have something that is not impossible. Okay. But I have never seen the movie, so.
Okay, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
For sure. Scotty? You got to think of this scene. Like, Scott Pilgrim throws his fist up. We are this. And we get, you know, sing about sad stuff. And basically, I can't remember what that
okay. It doesn't help.
Crunch?
It doesn't help you.
All right. Well, I was trying to relive a scene for you. So we're looking for the band name from the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which since you guys have not seen it, you need to.
Okay.
Sounds like a movie night. Love this movie.
It's entertaining, yeah.
All right. Let's reveal. Doc, did you come anywhere close? No memory of this. Got the three Scots. Okay. We got a question mark from Brian. We have the world from Andy. I'm sorry, boys. No. Yeah. It's a Sex Ba-Bomb. Sex Bob Om is the name of the band. Sex Bob Om.
Okay.
It's hyphenated OMB.
Well, you either know it or you don't, I guess.
I guess not. I mean, that one's a deeper cut, I guess.
It's a deep cut.
Yeah.
It's a very creative movie, though.
Yeah. I think it's based off a graphic novel, right?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. It's humorous. Oh,
it's really good, yeah.
There's a lot of actors in it.
Is it a lot? Is
there? Yeah. It's a very funny movie.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of flavor text on it. It wouldn't really, you know, there's not much detail to give you. It's just a cool flick. You gotta check it out. All right, well, let's move on to number three. Feeling really bad about this episode right now. Pro-Am, you should have seen this coming.
But under the bus.
Yeah. I'm checking for spelling.
Yeah.
Thanks. I thought you were eating chicken back there.
All right, this is the layup for sure.
Okay.
All right. In Coming to America. What's the name of the hilarious off-key R&B group fronted by one Randy Watson?
Mm-mm.
Andrew, no.
Nope.
You've never seen this movie?
I've seen the movie. Oh, okay. I don't have this at all.
This is not the layup I would have imagined.
Really? Oh, man. I got.
No, I mean, I'm not worried about my answer. I'm saying I feel like there are other layups out there.
Yeah, no, there is. Good. Okay. I think there's more even on this. So we're looking for the band name led by Randy Watson from the movie Coming to America. And he's, wow, I have the shirt. I wore it on an episode. I have a shirt of the band.
I almost bought a similar shirt, but now I won't because you own one.
Well, you can't take it back.
I got nothing.
Got nothing? All right, let's go ahead and reveal. We have Sexual Chocolate from everybody but Andy, you're a disappointment right now.
Thank you.
Sexual Chocolate.
Stomping.
Yeah, I've heard it, and I remember
that
the mic drop now. That scene, it plays forever in my head.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a movie that I've latched onto in the same way that you guys.
That's a movie I could quote for a month straight and probably not hit all of them.
That was a wastebasket.
So let's see here. So Eddie Murphy, who played Randy Watson, the performance of Greatest Love of All is intentionally bad. And yet weirdly, and it's so good at the same time.
It works.
It's so good. I just love that movie. It had to be in there.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's move on to number four. In That Thing You Do, the movie. What band rides a meteoric wave to fame with a bouncy pop hit after first spelling the name in a way that nobody could pronounce it? So we're looking for the band from That Thing You Do.
I can see on Andy's face he's worried he's getting an offer.
Yeah, well, and this, I feel like this is my best shot because I'm, oh man, I can't come up with it, but it's.
You got it right.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh my god! So remember, they spell their name of the band. They spell it one way to start with because they thought it was like ironic or something like that, but then it just looked funny. I can't tell you what they did because it would give it away.
It's not in there, man. I don't know.
Nothing from anybody.
I need to take a nap.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, I'm trying to make up something on the fly, but I can't even do that.
You know, I'll let you guys think for a little bit longer. Amy, there is no way you thought they're gonna be this bad at this, did you?
Well, you guys usually do the opposite of me. If I do good, then you guys do bad. And I did terrible. I thought for sure they were going to do great. Okay.
This is music and movies. Logic, all right. I'll give you guys two more seconds to write down an answer.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Let's reveal for no reason at all. The five tops from Andy. I got nothing from Brian. Never seen it from Scott. You've written that a couple times.
Yeah, it's true.
Kelly's got nothing. It's the Wonders. Remember the Oneaters? Yes. The Wonders.
I do know that now.
I would have taken Oneaters even.
Yep. Oh, they spelled it. Oh, gotcha.
So the name of the band is Wonders, and they spelled it O-N-E.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The Wonders.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Dang it. Yeah, I am definitely concerned for an
That's a good flick. Written and directed by Tom Hanks. The title track reached Billboard's Hot 100 in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It charted. Mm-hmm. The Oneaters joke is a nod to the Beatles using improper spelling, I guess. So that's why they did it.
Okay.
Man, oh man. So we're 0-4 going into number 5.
How would you be doing at this point?
I would have 100.
You're confident.
No doubt. Yes.
See, that's really, really easy to say when you're writing and you're like, yeah, of course.
Is it easy to say when you write most of these from memory?
Well, that's yeah. your...
Like, I picked the bands and then I wrote the questions.
That would be the litmus test, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. This movie is a... It's to me, it's kind of a classic. In the movie Airheads. Airheads, the movie. Right? No?
I've seen the movie.
Oh, man. What's the name of the band in Airheads? Remember? And it's pluralized, but it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Does that help a little bit? Like the DJ's in there, he goes, you can't have this name because you're not that. I mean, like, because they made it plural, but nothing? Nothing?
Nope.
I don't know what else to give them there.
Let him suffer.
It's also, I mean, there's a TV show with the same name. That's where they got it from. An old TV show, a black and white TV show. Even.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
or like a westernish kind of.
Okay, show. Now you're really helping.
Yeah, it's, you know, the first word's the. How does that help anything?
Well, I got that much.
And there's three total words with the word the in it. There's two more after that. So, Cameron, there's this old show and kind of a Western. It's black and white.
You're helping me.
Yeah. You know, maybe the main character yells something when he does something. Anything? No.
Okay, you're really good.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to feed this to you.
I mean, I'm with you now, but I still can't think of
it. Oh, man.
My answer matches every hint you just gave. So,
okay. It's
the best
thing. All right. Everybody have something?
Yeah, we wrote something.
All right. We're looking for the band. Led by, you know, Brendan Fraser. Adam Sandler has a great line in that too, but the movie Airheads. All right, let's go ahead and reveal. Scott has the Lone Rangers. So does Kelly. Brian missed it. And we have the Lone Rangers from Andy. You guys are correct. The Lone Rangers. You're not exactly lone.
That is hilarious.
Because there's three of them. Come on.
Nope. Oh, man, you know, I know the movie again.
Yeah.
Same thing, just not something I've latched onto and know the quotes and the details.
Yeah. There's actually some great lines in that too.
Sure.
Some great lines. I mean, in that.
30 plus years since I've seen that movie. Sure. You know,
yeah, you can't pluralize Lone Ranger. You're not exactly lone.
One
I love
man
it.
Wolf pack, baby.
Oh man, the band members were played by Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler. I mean, Steve Buscemi. I mean, that's a weird The amount of actors in that movie is, there's a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
Is it, they'd locked themselves in the radio?
Yes. Right? Radio station.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's been a long time.
It's a great
it's
movie.
Been a while, yeah.
Wow. So there was, the film's music was recorded by real rockers like White Zombie and Prong. So they had some real people recording. Yeah.
I wonder if there's a story of a radio station, maybe, might have been in Cleveland, where they were.
WKRP? It's Cincinnati.
That's Cincinnati, though. Mm-hmm. But they were a different format. They didn't play rock and roll music. Mm-hmm. But the guy worked at the station, locked himself in, and then just played nothing but rock and roll.
Maybe it's based off of that.
And then it became a rock and roll station.
No. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's 5.
Yeah.
But before we do the score check, let's get a word from our sponsors.
All right. After 5 questions, we have Brian and Andy with 1.
Yeah, baby.
Scott and myself.
Get a high five on a non-over.
Scott and myself have 2.
Oh, they're running away with it.
What else? Oh, yeah, because you got the Coming
to
America.
It would be 1 across the board, I feel like, if all those hints weren't dropped.
Man.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have one.
Yeah.
I was trying.
Absolutely.
All right. Moving on to number 6. To me, another classic. What is the name of Cassandra Wong's band that shreds its way through Wayne's World? Yeah. Cassandra, the band.
I know.
2 words. You got to think of the scene near at the end where they're playing it for the guy from Chicago that's in his limousine after Chris Farley getting the whole rundown.
Right.
So they did a special broadcast just for him, and then Wayne says the 2 words that the name of the band are. You know.
I appreciate you giving us all that.
Yeah, you walk.
That doesn't help you at all. Though. You got to picture Mike Myers saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture it in my head. Yeah, it's, you know, the name is pivotal for this band.
That's the name, Pivotal?
No, not Pivotal. You know, it's necessary. Okay. It's a very necessary name.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not just trying to dangle these things out in front of you.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not teasing with it. All right. I can't wait much longer. We're looking for the band name from Wayne's World. My hints did not help enough, I guess. Kelly, 3, 2, 1, reveal. We have Critical Mass from Andy. What's that? Shawings? Shawings?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Clever. Scotty, nothing?
Nothing.
Well, it was a very necessary name. Again, I wasn't trying to tease you with this. Crucial Taunt.
Crucial.
Yeah. Crucial Taunt.
That's where Critical came from.
You're getting there.
That doesn't even ring a bell when you say it.
No, it doesn't even sound familiar.
He yells into the mic. Yeah, yeah. Crucial Taunt.
Not at all.
Nothing?
Just throw darts at a board full of words and put two together. Huh?
I got a weird, weird memory. Like, all these things I can see in my head, but I can't tell you so many things of all the trivia stuff that we have done. Like, all of my knowledge, I guess, is completely useless to anyone else. Man. And also, I mean, maybe it helps you. I think I was in love with Tia Carrera at that age.
That's funny. When you first mentioned Wayne's World, the picture of her riding in the limo in True Lies is what popped into my head.
Another good movie. Yeah. Yeah. But she actually sang her own songs. The Ballroom Blitz cover became one of the movie's signature moments, which is at the end when he yells Crucial Taunt, which you guys obviously do not recall.
See, and I remember the song. I knew they did Ballroom Blitz, but I had no idea the name of the band.
Yeah, and the soundtrack went double platinum and made Bohemian Rhapsody enormous all over again.
Yeah,
was that 92 or something? 91, 92?
91, I think.
It reached number one again, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so.
All right, let's move on to number 7 for no apparent reason other than to satisfy the people that are not in the studio.
There are people out there, I promise you, that are absolutely loving everything.
I know. Yeah. I know. I wish some of them might have been here tonight.
Yeah, fair point.
All right. I don't need to read all the words. The movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
What do they call themselves?
Golly.
Keanu and the other guy whose name I never know. Also two words. Both words are spelled wrong. Like they're using Y's when they should use I's, maybe.
This one I can see.
This one
I know.
This one, good. Well, this is from your era, too, I guess. You know, you're an older fella.
Thanks. I don't know.
So we're looking for the band that Bill and Ted belong to, if you would, in the movie Bill and Ted. Well, the whole series. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah. What are the other ones?
Bogus Journey, and then they just did another one recently.
Yes, but I don't know what they called that.
I don't know. It was terrible.
Bill and Ted Lost in Space, maybe?
I mean, I have a lot of respect for Keanu Reeves for even doing it, being as much of a star as
definitely.
He is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it was, just it, tell was you. It was bad.
He's a grounded person. He's not some hoity-toity fellow. Yeah. All right.
Man, I don't want you to move. I can see him in the George Carlin future den, man. I can see it, and I can't
Kelly, do you have this?
The name.
I believe so.
He's good, good.
Yeah, you're going to kick yourself in.
Whatever.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go for it. All right, let's reveal. Doc, you got the Wild Stallions. So does Kelly. Brian swinging a miss. So was Andy with nothing. It is the Wild Stallions.
Of course.
And you still spelled it wrong. I think you put a Y in Stallions too, didn't you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, in Stallions? No,
okay.
I did not.
I was like, Kelly spelled the word wrong when it was supposed, you know, wait.
Yeah.
It's got to be your bolt. You know what I mean?
Spelled it right when it was wrong?
Yes, something along those lines.
Boy, this is one I watched a lot growing up.
This is probably the movie I've seen the least on this whole.
But yeah, I mean,
Wild Stallions.
Been 30 years, right?
Excellent. Yeah. I really didn't care for the movie. Like, Bill and Ted's did nothing for
it. I liked it at that time.
The first one I liked a lot at the time.
Bringing all the characters back.
Yeah.
I'd like to give it a rewatch. I bet it doesn't hold up great.
Awful now. I think I was in high school, right? And the movie takes place in high school.
Sure. Good point.
So, yeah.
Well, it is a band name you should know, because I think they brought the end to world poverty or something like that.
Yeah.
It's
world peace.
Changed the future for mankind. All right. Going on to number 8. Not feeling good for you guys in this one.
Great.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that movie. All right. And Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek. So this is Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Okay. Which his name in the movie, both movies, is Aldous Snow.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to ask.
What's the name of the band? I probably should have just stopped and said, I probably should have just stopped and somehow given you guys 2 points as a possibility.
Do you know this, Scott?
No. Okay. I'm a little upset myself. I shouldn't
know. Two words.
This is one I will get to with enough time. I just don't know if you'll give me enough time.
Man, maybe I should have put like some more keywords in this. Or like, I can't help you with much. You know, it's a two-word name, though. I'll tell you that. So we're looking at the name of the Aldous Snow's band.
Inside of You.
Yes, there you go. There
I know. Is. I love that movie.
And Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek. Andy, I'll give you a couple more beats. That's about it.
That's all I got. I
no idea. I should know it, though, but yeah, I don't. Yeah.
You'll recognize it when you hear it. So, all right, let's go ahead and reveal. We got Snowfall and Thunder Love, Nothing from Brian, Nothing from Randy. It is Infant Sorrow.
Infant Sorrow.
Infant Sorrow.
I knew it was like a sad, like a dark. Yeah. I could,
yeah. I thought about saying it's about being young and sad, but I didn't. I thought that would have been a little too obvious.
That might be my favorite chick flick.
I mean, chick flicks?
Forgetting Sarah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, not the other.
No. I mean, that's a hilarious movie.
He shows dong in that. That's not a chick flick.
I don't think it's a chick flick.
Oh, get out of here. It is the absolute classic chick flick. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the template. Meet?
No.
Is there's resistance at first, then they get together, then there's some misunderstanding, and they go their separate ways.
It's a bit raunchy
and then
for a chick flick.
Well, fair enough, but that's maybe why it's my favorite
that's
one.
It's a raunchy chick flick, I guess.
It is.
Made it
is
raunchy 100%. So the guys will go see it.
A romantic comedy.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can call that a chick flick.
Oh, boy. Okay. My chick digs it.
Well, she's one of a kind, Andrew.
Yes.
All right, let's just go ahead and move on, because flavor text in this does anything special. Number 9.
Should we do a score check?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
We can do that. We got Brian and Andy coming in the rear with 1.
At a baby.
And Scott and myself have 3 apiece.
Oh, we're coming for you.
Barn burner.
We're all going to tie. a four-way
tie.
That's right.
High school affair.
I'm willing to miss the next 2 on purpose, even if I know I'm just for a tie.
Well, this one's a deeper cut.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
But, all right. So, at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance and Back to the Future, which band backs Marty McFly's impromptu guitar solo? So here's what I'm going to do. I'll give you a point for the name of the gentleman that calls his cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll give you a point for that, and I'll give you an additional point if you know the band that he plays with.
That's cool.
You think you don't have the band though, do you, Scott?
I don't think so. I'm racking my brain.
You got the name.
You know this one. If you think about the scene, he's on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm thinking, but I just can't think.
I mean, and unfortunately, I cannot say this. No, last names only does not work. I need the first name too.
Yeah, that would make sense.
What?
It was brutal, man.
You guys are so bad at this.
It's agonizing.
I'm sorry. I do hope the listeners somehow enjoy it.
I don't think you're sorry at all. I think you're enjoying this.
So
you're
getting
kind of thought this was going to be the layup.
This one should be. Well, at least the name, the name of the gentleman. So, all right. So we're looking for the name of the band, basically, that plays backup for Marty McFly in Back to the Future. What is the name of the lead singer of that band? And if you can also name the band name, which I don't expect any of you to do now, would be an additional point. So it's this guy and the...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody have an answer down.
One second. People are working.
Man. The band name, I'm not surprised if you don't know that. If you don't know the first guy...
I should know.
The guy's name. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal. We have... Oh, nothing. So we have Marvin Berry and the Moonlighters. Marvin Berry and the Highlights. Both are good names.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing from Brian, nothing from Andy. It is Marvin Berry.
Yeah, good call.
I knew Marvin, but not Berry.
This is Marvin. Marvin Berry.
Marvin. I didn't know Berry.
Because he calls Chuck. He
calls his cousin Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck
Berry. Mrs. Marvin.
Marvin Berry and the Starfighters. And I did not know the Starfighters initially. I did not know that one.
Starfighters?
Starfighters.
Okay, I had Moonlighters.
I can't read Starlighters. Not no F.
Starlighters.
No, it's just Starlighters. Starlighters.
Okay. I really like Starfighters.
So
by the way,
I had Moonlighters. I was getting there.
Yeah. So he calls his cousin Chuck. Yeah. Your, you know, cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry.
Marvin.
You know, because he's playing Johnny B. Good. Mm-hmm. It's a great scene. How about this one? I'll give you another possible bonus. What's the name of Marty McFly's band?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
In the beginning,
too darn loud.
Yeah. It's Huey Lewis sitting there.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember his name? All right. So none of you guys know it. Mm-hmm. No chance. It's the Pinheads. That one I knew.
Never.
That doesn't sound familiar.
He's like, we're the Pinheads.
It sounds familiar when you say it. Yeah. I wouldn't have never got there.
Wow.
All right. Let's go to number 10 to put an end to this misery.
not all so bad.
Because this, like, this one, because this one here was my showstopper.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, somebody's killing it. This is gonna shut them down.
Really hope I get this. Because right.
In Star Wars: A New Hope.
Oh wow!
What? I promise. This is right. Biff Jizzband is playing in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Is there a question in there?
I win.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the name of the jazz band? But it's pronounced Jizz from Star Wars.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, that's the name.
So the name
the genre of music.
What's the name of the jazz band that's playing at the cantina?
Yeah.
So okay. I know exactly. This one, I knew nobody was going to know. I thought maybe a chance Scott had somehow would know it.
Yeah.
Because he's weird in that way.
I'm curious if I've ever even heard it before once you tell us.
Well, it may be like one of those things you had to read. You know, I am super interested. Listener, any listener that gets this right, please message
please
me.
Please let us
know. Message us.
Yeah.
I have to know. I want a bit of a story. Like, how do you actually know that?
Because
this is the deepest cut I could, you know.
Somebody definitely knows that for definite.
Scotty, oh, I'm sure there's some Star Wars people out there that,
Scotty, you're confident this is not in your brain anywhere.
Completely confident. Yeah.
I thought was a long shot. And did I was you like, could this? You imagine if we, no, oh. like if he would have known it, my head might have exploded just out of sheer, just.
Yeah.
Like awe. I said, I'm just curious now if I've even ever heard it before.
Well, let's go ahead and get to the answer. We can reveal, just in case anybody has, we had the Banta Band. I like that. And the Asteroids. No, sir. It is the Figurin Dan and the Modulm Nodes.
No.
Figurin Dan. And it actually, when I say Dan, it's Figurin, like, Dion. and the Modal nodes.
What if we played that backwards?
Oh, sorry.
What is that?
Sorry. Mean? And the Modal node 7.
Oh, well, sure.
Oh, I love it.
There are 7 aliens.
I mean, that one's playing like 5 clarinets, right?
It's a good jizz band.
There's all these words I have never seen before. Biff, you know, So they are fictional, hairless, humanoid alien species with large domed heads and a big black glassy eye.
Eye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it says eyes, actually. They are known in the Star Wars universe for being highly intelligent, peaceful, and technically gifted. Technically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Stumbling on my words. Due to their unique physiology, Biff possesses an extraordinarily sensitive sense of hearing, which makes many of them naturally gifted musicians, scientists, and engineers. So they are talented people.
Okay. That's a lot of background. Very little play on screen.
Right? That's a lot of background info. Man,
my jaw hurts. Yeah. That's a lot of words.
But, I mean, hit us up on social media if you know that one. That is as deep as they come.
Oh, and if you know the name of the song, because the signature tune is officially called Mad About Me.
Yeah.
But make sure to ask your mom before you use the computer.
Why? They're like 50 now.
They're older than that.
They're like old Scott. Those are the guys I know.
That's what I was
saying. That's the point.
That was the point.
Yeah, that was 10 dreadful questions for this group. Beautiful. So, Kelly, how'd everybody do?
Not too hot. That was pretty brutal.
Wow.
Brian and Andy both had one. And
thank you,
Scott,
for the hint.
Scott and myself ended up with 4 apiece.
We have a tie.
Did you come up with anything?
Yeah, because I know there was a chance.
One tie, all tie. Wow. Did I hear that correctly?
This band played with the Star Wars band.
That's right. They
the
opened.
Lead singer of the Star Wars band.
Somebody opened for the opening tie. Yeah. Band.
No, there's a chance somebody could tie on the tiebreaker here. We'll find out. All right, here's the tiebreaker.
Okay.
That movie you guys know really well, that, you know, that thing you do, you know, the Wonders.
Okay.
What spot on the Billboard Hot 100 did that song hit on November 9th, 1996?
In real life?
When it peaked, yeah. This is the number it hit in the Hot 100. So really pigeonholed you guys to a set range of numbers here. So this is the highest they hit on the top one Hot 100. So what number do you think they hit on their best day? You guys got an answer?
Yeah, I wrote something down.
All right, so we'll go.
What's the name of the song? Is it
That Thing You Do?
That's the name of it.
Yes. So how high did it reach? And we'll go for the, all intents and purposes, closest to the number and going over. I don't like, we're not doing the...
You're allowed to go over.
Okay. If you go over and the other guy goes under, you win. I'm going that route.
Okay.
All right. Let's reveal. Let's see. Because the answer is 41 and Kelly wins by 2 because Scotty has 4. What a putz. Kelly had 6. Way closer to 41.
What an idiot.
We have a winner. Kelly ends up winning fictional music in movies, which I never would have seen that coming.
Wow.
We need to get live betting going here.
Oh,
if people are watching this and betting on this, Kelly, you know, Kelly's odds originally would have been great odds.
Very slow.
To bet on you.
I'll send an email to DraftKings.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like going that there.
Hey, can I throw two movies out there at you? Spinal Tap.
Yep, I thought that was coming for
Blues
sure.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Spinal Tap.
He came up with these from memory. He must not know those two.
Well, I don't know them well. I mean, Spinal Tap. The name of the band's pretty easy. Same with the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought for sure Spinal Tap was going to be a question. Though. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. I like to keep you guys guessing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you did a good job. You did a great job of that.
Way better than I thought I was going to do.
I was so sure about Sweetwater.
You were close, Kel.
That's a 420 beer.
You were close. You still won anyway.
I did.
You did.
Congratulations. Yeah, yes.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job,
Kel. Bravo to Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't have much follow-up. I mean, I could ask you which one of these movies is your favorite, but okay, let me just ask. As far as movies about music. Where that is the main plot of it. Show me your favorites. Come on. Let me hear some. Hmm. Obviously, the 10 on this list, you're not going to name because you guys don't even know how half these people are.
So, Star Wars?
Yeah. Well, that was supposed to be a show stuff.
Almost Famous is up there on my list.
That might be my favorite.
Could you use like Empire Records?
Yeah, but there is a band.
It's a record store.
There is a fictional band in there.
Like High Fidelity?
Does it have to be a fictional band?
Yeah, that's the other one I was trying to think of.
You know, I'm just saying like...
Kathleen Turner Overdrive. Yeah, there's some fake names in there. Yeah. Barry Jive and the Uptown work. Five. Jack Black is phenomenal in that movie.
Otis Day in the Night.
Phenomenal and everything.
Yeah? But what's your favorite movie about music? So just Almost Famous, general? I'm out there with you too.
Yeah.
Just in general or does it have to be fictional?
Well, fictional makes sense. That was the topic. But I don't care. Just movie on music.
Compton was fantastic.
That's the best bio. That's the best music doc I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's the best music biopic I've ever seen.
I mean, the Queen movie was really good.
Very good.
I like the Queen movie. Yeah.
But it's probably Spinal Tap for me.
Okay.
Movie never did much for me. Yeah. It really didn't. I don't know why. It didn't hit.
I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Not
who's in that one?
Not up there for me necessarily, but I did like the one where the Beatles never existed, and he started singing this song.
Oh,
yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday. I thought that was a good movie. I liked that movie. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. It was a cool take on, whatever, yeah.
There's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
You guys probably haven't seen many of, so let's go ahead and earmark this one, Amy, now. We're not going to do a fiction and movies part 2. We'll cancel that.
We just talked about the other ones.
This one stands alone.
Yeah, you guys just named the only 5 you knew of, so yeah, we'll just go ahead and cancel production on that.
Non-fiction biopics, where the music was non-fiction.
All right, I'll make a note of that. So biopic.
Movie soundtracks.
Okay. Yeah,
there's other directors.
I'm going to quit writing music. I'm going to quit movie stuff. I'm going to leave alone. You guys need to start writing that because I want to participate.
Because he wants to play.
Yeah. I want
to
play.
That's fair. That's fair.
I want to win once again.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, Drew.
Yeah, man. You teased that one a long time ago, probably when you delivered fictional sports teams. And shame on us for not studying up a little better, right. I guess. Huh? I did, and I would have 100% delivered an offer had I not gotten the hint.
You're welcome.
Plural was not appropriate for the name, the old Western. I finally got there. Otherwise,
totally. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I was on the brink of saying silver. Like, seriously, I was getting close to saying hi-ho silver. Bravo. At that point.
Bravo. All right. Congratulations, Kelly. That is going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, tell a friend, subscribe, check out that donation link for us. And, we'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogoware.com. Through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.